Upcoming film festivals in Chandler, Scottsdale, and Sedona offer something for all viewers. KJZZ's Tom Maxedon turns his lens on what's coming to a theater or even a TV near you.
Hi, yeah, I was just calling about the ad at the hotel. Yeah, have you, found anybody?
I can't begin to tell you what a savior this is for me, you answering the ad.
That's a clip from The Shed, starring Eva Hamilton, who was born and raised in the Valley. It's nominated for Best Suspense Thriller Horror Shorts at the 7th Annual Chandler International Film Festival, which begins this weekend. The plot centers on a struggling escort played by Hamilton, who responds to an advertisement for a house sitter, only to discover the agenda of a desperate mother who will do anything to feed her monstrous son.
It is pretty creepy. It's a short, but we really have a lot that kind of happens in a pretty short runtime. It's kind of an homage, a throwback to 80s horror.
Produced by LA-based Mooncat Motion Picture Company, Hamilton co-wrote and directed the project.
It's a really interesting premise. I mean, it really looks at the lives of two women in very different positions in their lives, dealing with motherhood and survival and kind of just existence amidst a lot of very intense situations.
The festival boasts 120 films, and actor Rob Schneider is expected to attend. Next on the marquee, the 5th Annual Worldwide Women's Film Festival in Scottsdale premieres February 17th. Out of over 130 films and videos submitted, 45 selections made the director's cut, according to festival president Kim Henneke.
We've got horror, sci-fi, we've got the LGBTQ+ community, romance, comedy, documentary, music videos, and then we do have some web series. So honestly, we have something guaranteed for everybody.
She says there's two main criteria judges use at the outset of their deliberations. First, a woman must be behind the camera in a principal role.
That's the most important thing. And it has to be a woman-driven story about women. You know, like about two guys drinking beer, talking about women, that's not going to happen. And I'll tell you one thing, a film was submitted just with that premise.
But what about audiences who want to get out of the Valley?
What are we going to do?
Road trip.
For almost three decades, the 29th Annual Sedona International Film Festival has boasted Best in Show. Its cavalcade of movies starts February 18th. This year, legendary actress Jacqueline Bisset will accept an award for her lifetime of achievements.
She's, of course, a multi-talented actress and just a beautiful human being. And she's in a brand new film called Lauren and Rose, where she plays Rose. And she's been committed to helping the filmmaker and travel with the film.
That's Festival Executive Director Pat Schweiss, who says he's also excited about the premiere of Condition of Return, starring Dean Cain and Annalyn McCord, who will be on hand. The film was shot by local movie makers at locations in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, Sedona, and the Verde Valley.
People are going to recognize some of the locations and the locales that they shot in, including a scene that takes place up here in the Verde Valley Courthouse. So it's kind of exciting how all over the state of Arizona, they've used as much local talent as they possibly could, as far as the cast, the crew, the extras. It's really going to be quite a wonderful celebration of Arizona.
Back in the metro, the Greater Phoenix Jewish Film Festival starts February 19th in Scottsdale and Tempe. It features I, Mordecai, starring Judd Hirsch, whose character is a Holocaust survivor, recapturing his youth after learning how to access Jewish music on his phone.
You gotta get some tunes back in your life. Have you ever road tested a pair of beats?
What is that?
Are you kidding? May I see your phone, Mr. Samuel?
It's I, Mordecai.
Mordecai. I imagine you're a classical music man?
Yeah, but I prefer klezmer. This is all Jewish music, mostly gone by now.
No such thing as gone on the internet.
Organizers of the festival went with a hybrid approach this year due to ongoing health concerns and advice from planners for similar events.
We're kind of torn. We feel like the virtual part of a festival is always going to be with us, but it's certainly not the same as being in person and feeling the vibe and everybody's talking about the film and enjoying being an audience member with others.
That's Sue Adato, co-executive director of the festival. She says in addition to the feature-length movies, there's a submission contest involving film students in Israel.
Our committee probably looks at 60 shorts, and then it's four winners are chosen with cash prizes. So those are always a highlight to be featured amongst other films.
There's no highlight reel long enough to showcase all of what upcoming festivals have to offer, but there's bound to be several flicks worth your time. Tom Maxidon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.